Well, good day and welcome to the show. I'm Maggie Linton. On this day in 1951, a statue honoring scientist and inventor George Washington Carver was unveiled near his birthplace in Diamond, Missouri. And in 1968, Atlanta Braves All-Star Hank Aaron hit his 500th home run. The 2015 All-Star Game is tonight in Cincinnati, and more about that next hour. Later this hour, information about sclerodoma, a connective tissue disease, from author and sales leader Andrew Bottieri, and his book, A Celebration of Life, A Story of Hope, A Miracle, and the Power of Attitude. But we begin with some great tips for travel. Expert Russell Hannon believes in saving time and money and reveals a whole lot, very much, with his book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. Welcome back, Russ.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me, Maggie.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on because I talk to a lot of people who do, you know, travel stuff and that kind of thing. And I love to travel, as do many of our listeners. So let's talk about how you started with the travel bug.
Well, you know what? A little bit about myself. My background's probably a bit different than you'd expect. 10 years ago, I felt I couldn't afford to travel much, and I thought I had to just settle for one big trip a year. And I would spend months saving up for that trip and got back and still spent a few more months having to pay off the balance. And I'll never forget the time I once got back to a $2,100 cell phone bill. Ouch. And, I made the mistake of just thinking that travel was inherently expensive. So, ironically, at the same time, I worked in lean management, so I had to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. And I was saying to myself, there has to be a way that I can apply this to our travel, to travel more and spend less. So over the last 10 years, I've really applied lean principles to leverage the best websites with best price guarantees and price drop protection, and leverage all the best travel advice I could find out there to really multiply my savings and travel at a fraction of the going rate.
Yes, you have. Yes, you did. And I'm going to tell our listeners, for anybody who likes to travel out there, you should give us a call right now. It's 866-801-8255. We're going to keep talking, but you can jump in at any time. Once again, that's 866-801-8255. And before we even go any further, we should talk about the free guide that you offer on your website, also that people can really learn a lot from, because it's just amazing. It is breakthetravelbarrier.com is where you can go and get this download. And you really want to help people have fun and spend less.
Well, you know what? The key thing is, I know people that spend days on it. It could be a full-time job, actually, trying to find the best fare online. And anytime we thought we found a good deal, there's probably a better one that we just didn't know about online. So what I try to do is to provide a quick reference manual that you can look at so you can get quite close to finding the best fare you would find online in 15 minutes flat. And people often ask me, one of the top questions is, when is the best time to book, Russell? And there's certain tactics, once you know them, it doesn't really matter when you book, because there are some websites online that offer price drop protection. So if the price drops after you book, they'll reimburse you the difference between what you paid and the price drop. And there's also price match guarantees as well. So there's a number of airlines that will match a lower fare that you find from another airline, and in addition to that, offer you an additional credit that you can use for a future flight with them. And the reason they do that is they're trying to lure you from other airlines. And sometimes just matching another airline's price won't be enough, but by offering you that extra credit can be enough to get you to come over, and then they're keeping you with them by offering you that credit so you fly with them on your next flight as well.
Yeah, but Well, okay, I fly Southwest a lot. Why? Number one, most of the time it's wherever I'm going, it's a direct flight. And number two, they have great prices. And oh, by the way, number three, no fee for changing. When I was listening to United Airlines, when they had their problems last week, I think it was, and they charged $250 to change your reservations, it's like, why would I fly with them?
It's unbelievable. If you could see inside the mind of an airline, what's really happening, and you're seeing this in the travel industry an awful lot, is companies know that people make a decision whether they can afford a trip based on the posted rate. So what airlines, hotels are doing, they're trying to increase the revenue and profits without increasing that posted rate that you see online. So that's why you're seeing this movement or shift of a lot of what we pay from the posted fare to surcharges, discretionary fees, essentially. And the argument is that at least this is providing the consumer an option where those are discretionary fees. They don't have to pay them unless they choose to do those things. So there are some pros and cons to this shift that we're seeing in the travel industry.
Oh, and by the way, I don't pay for baggage on Southwest. And oh, by the way, they at least toss me some peanuts or something when I fly with them. I was flying U.S. Air, and I'm going to put it out there. A couple of weeks ago, you couldn't even get peanuts for free. It's like, really?
Well, going back 10 or 15 years ago, economy meant not a luxury. And these days, economy is, in some cases, a subpar experience.
Exactly. But yet, if I'm flying to a foreign country, they throw it all in. Why is that?
Now, I don't know the specific reason, but traditionally what I do see, my opinion, is that I believe there may be some regulation that says flights beyond a certain number of hours do require certain minimum things be provided. I'm speculating with that. That's what I think it is.
Okay.
I have seen things like that with company policies, but not 100% certain.
All right. All right. Once again, we're talking to a true travel expert. It is Russell Hannon. His book, again, is Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. All right. Let's talk about some real ways for people to put it together. First of all, let's begin with the credit cards, because I use my cards, and signing up for rewards programs have turned out to be very beneficial for me. And even when there isn't a credit card combined, just signing up for the rewards a lot of times has turned out to free trip.
That's right. Well, you know what? Something that I'm doing this week, I'm actually going to be on a TV show tomorrow, and I'm going to be talking about honeymoons that don't break the bank. And something that I suggest for honeymooners, and a lot of people who are at that life stage, quite often they have to get a good credit card. And for travelers, from a safety perspective, I recommend it's important to have two credit cards with you when you travel, one on your person and one in your luggage in case you were to lose one or the other. And so that said, with responsible travel, it makes sense to have two credit cards to really protect yourself. A lot of credit cards have, as everybody knows now, tremendous incentives to get people to sign up. And I've got a rule of thumb where what I suggest is, of everything out there, is I prioritize cards, if I was looking to start right now, one that would offer a sign-up bonus that would give me enough for at least one free round-trip flight as part of the sign-up bonus. It would also waive the annual fee for the first year. And third, offer either a free checked bag when you pay for your flight with that card, or offer an annual companion pass where you can bring someone with you for a nominal fee. It's usually about $100, where you have an annual companion pass and you can bring someone with you for just an extra $100. So when you filter it down that way, I find by looking for those three things, you really are getting the best value for those cards that you sign up. And just on the subject of this, it really is important that, like for myself, I pay my credit cards in full every month. And if you aren't doing that, any interest that you may be paying can really offset those benefits that you are getting.
Okay. You just said something that I had not heard, where if you use a credit card, someone, a companion, can travel with you for a lesser amount?
Yes, correct. Now, there's a few airlines that do this. One of them is Alaska Airlines. So they have a signature Visa card. And one of the benefits is a $99 guest a coach pass. So this is for economy flights. So once a year, you can bring a guest with you. So I recommend this for married couples. So if you and your spouse each had this card, when you go on a trip, you can bring your spouse with you wherever you're going, regardless of what you paid, for an extra $99. And then on the next trip, if your spouse uses their cards to pay for the flight, they can bring you for an extra $99. Now, there aren't that many airlines that have that, but Alaska Airlines is one that has a Visa card that offers that, which is mostly in the Western United States.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to be saying they're not flying everywhere.
No.
But we know that they do exist, and it's nice to see them fly past every now and then. Then we also with the like you mentioned with the credit cards, the ones that are accepted. You know, your points will go to any airlines or to any hotel or whatever toward car rentals. That, those kind are also very good.
Well, they give you flexibility. And I often say there's any travel deal anyone's ever had was the result of one of seven things. And flexibility is one of them. And that's tremendous flexibility. American Express, a lot of their travel credit cards allow you to actually, well, basically you accumulate your points in a little bucket. And then when you decide you want to redeem them, you actually transfer them to the rewards program. So American Express, and I think Chase has a few credit cards like this as well, where they have arrangements with these rewards programs where you can transfer your points. And the key thing, as long as you can transfer your points at a 1-to-1 ratio, there's a few cases where they may devalue your points. That can really erode the value of your points very quickly. So as long as you can transfer points at a 1-to-1 ratio, certainly that's something to consider. That gives you a lot more flexibility than being pigeonholed perhaps just with one loyalty program.
Right. One of the things that you talk about in here that it really expands people's mind is your where you stay. Because, again, most of us think hotels, inns, B&Bs, which I absolutely love, kind of getting off the beaten path and staying with local folk is really fun. Airbnb has also changed a lot of it. And you were talking about, like, home swapping and stuff, too.
Yes, that's correct. Well, you know, hotels are actually as expensive as they've ever been. Mm-hmm. Ironically, never in history have we had more economical alternatives to hotels to consider, like the ones that you had mentioned. Those are the most popular ones, but it's just really scratching the surface. And you know, one example, we're summer right now, and there's thousands of colleges and universities all over the world that have empty dormitories this summer. And I came across this in London a few years ago, where the University of London, which isn't too far from the theater district, actually has a bed and breakfast for £35. You can actually stay in the dormitory at University of London, and you get breakfast as well, which compared to London, the city of London, that's extremely inexpensive.
Yeah, no kidding. That's extremely cheap. Way cheap. I'm starting to rethink where I stay. Of course, I try and use senior fares whenever possible, too, because a number of hotels will give you those breaks there.
Absolutely. Well, between military benefits, tremendous military benefits available out there, senior benefits, I find often you can get comparable benefits with AAA cards as well. People who work for public corporations can often be entitled to corporate rates. I work for a company based out of Los Angeles, and they actually encourage us when we take our personal travel to consider using the travel agency provided by the company. Now, we have to pay ourselves with our personal credit card, but it doesn't entitle us to corporate rates, which is a great, great benefit that we don't always think of if we work for a public corporation that is entitled to those rates.
And if you're going to be taking a longer vacation in one spot in particular, you really open up. I did not realize there were so many house-sitting websites.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know what? The biggest one was featured in a movie with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet a few years ago. It was The Holiday. And the website in it was homeexchange.com. That movie really brought a lot of attention to that website. And actually, they're the best reputed website out there. And they've got all kinds of great tools and suggestions on how to home swap responsibly. And some rules of thumb is I recommend to not home swap with strangers, but essentially, if there's a place that you're considering visiting on a regular basis, is actually try to meet people through the home swapping network on Home Exchange, for example, when you're visiting, with the thought that maybe in the future we're trying to build a relationship to see if we could consider home swapping down the road. And also try to prioritize or to swap homes with people who have a history where we can read their reviews online. Similar to when you read reviews for hotel rooms or hotels that you want to stay at, you can do that with people who are home swapping and read reviews from the people that they've swapped with. and see what they've had to say. And there's also a lot of tools that you can use that help protect your privacy during the inquiry stage, just exchanging information at the initial stage, and also to help establish an agreement. And the biggest cringe that I hear is people say, well, I have to have someone stay in my master bedroom. And I say, no, you don't, actually. You can actually make the master bedroom out of bounds, lock the door, and just no different than when you have guests over. You provide them with the guest room. I think it's a great option for families to swap homes with other families who have the same number of kids in the same age range, because that really opens up some doors to make travel economical, because it's very expensive to travel if you have two or three kids. But if you swap homes with other families of the same size, you can have the right number of bedrooms and such. And that, when you knock off the cost of accommodation, you're knocking off right off the bat 50% or more of the cost of that trip.
The other thing you talk about, though, is the vehicles that you can use to also, camp in. And for people who like to camp, the RVs and things along those lines, which is another way of getting around and when you get there, still being able to drive around.
That's right. Well, myself, when I was young, camping was part of the travel experience. We'd go on little road trips, and we had a van with the bed in the back, and actually it would open up into a little kitchenette. And last year, I visited some friends in Germany near Munich, and we went camping in Italy. And when I got there, I didn't realize they had this big Volkswagen. It's called a Caddy Tramper. And so the back all opens up, and just phenomenal just to see some of these camping vans that you can get. And if camping's part of your lifestyle, certainly there are some vehicles that I highly recommend for camping. And then you can bring a tent as well. Sometimes the parents stay in the van and the kids stay in the tent. And the thing with camping is we often tend to do that closer to home. But something I suggest is that can really cut down the price of a trip abroad. And in Europe, for example, there's a website, campingcheck.com, offers a membership that gives you access to nearly 700 campgrounds throughout Europe for a flat rate of 16 euros a night.
Wow.
And the good thing is you've got this flat rate, you know exactly what it'll be. You can even prepay it if you want. And they give you these little camping checks is what they call them. So it's a piece of paper you provide when you arrive. The only consideration is that this is for low season, so spring and autumn. But if you're from the northern United States, I find spring and autumn in Europe is just the same. So
Yeah, and be careful with those late season snows or early season snows, right?
Yes,
exactly. Once again, we're talking with travel expert Russell Hannon. His book is Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. I can't believe no one has questions because this is high season for travel. But the number is 866-801-8255. Once again, that's 866-801-8255. You talk about how to really build your vacation, because a lot of people just go out and say, well, I want to go to so-and-so, but they don't do, like Phoenix or something. And they don't really take the time to really think about their plans for a great vacation.
The most expensive we mistake when planning our vacation is often the first decision we make when planning our trip. It's where and when we decide to go. And people often come to me and they'll say, hey, Russell, next month I'm going to this specific place. I'm going to Cancun or I'm going to Santa Barbara. How can I save money while I'm there? And I respond, sure, I can help. But there's so much we could do if we really opened up your options. And from a vacation perspective, I often share that there's no one place in the world that's so unbelievable that no other one will do. So by basically kind of sorting all the places that you want to visit, having a travel plan over the next few years, and prioritizing them from the one that's least expensive to visit today, you can actually travel less expensively today by being very intentional about where you decide to take your next trip out of that whole bucket list of the places that you want to go to. And also what I do is I look at comparable destinations in low-cost countries. So I was in the Philippines last year, and I was astounded at this little island called Boracay, which really just, it felt like I was in the Caribbean, but everything was literally about 75% less expensive. I was in a luxury hotel that probably would have been $250 a night in the Dominican Republic, for example, and it was only $48 a night U.S.
Whoa.
Out there. And I was having dinners on the beach with kebabs and alcohol, and by the end of it, it was $12 U.S. for my dinner at night, just sitting on the beach, just in this really nice patio, and it was For me, it was a special experience to say, hey, I don't have to worry too much about the cost of this. And I've never really had that where I had to say, okay, well, be careful with the menu, try to find discount coupons and such. So visiting a low-currency country is quite an experience just to I think everybody should have the opportunity to experience that.
What was the name of the place?
This was Boracay.
I've never even heard of it.
Boracay, Boracay in the Philippines. Beautiful, pristine island. Just imagine the white sand and the turquoise blue water, and all the palm trees just leaning out over the white sand, over the water. Just quite spectacular. Actually, on my website, breakthetravelbarrier.com, there's a tropical island, and that was based on something I had seen in Boracay that inspired me.
All right, we got a call from Lynette in Georgia. Good morning, Lynette. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. I'm so glad I tuned in. I listen quite often.
Thank you.
My name is Lynette in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, thank you for calling. So where are you headed?
I'm headed to Tuscany, Italy in October. I'm going on a yoga tour with 12 other people, and we're going to be in Tuscany for the most part. But I would like to leave Tuscany. We're flying into Florence, and so far I don't have my ticket. I'm searching one. As a matter of fact, today is another search day. But what I would like to do is leave Atlanta to go to Florence for my 12 days on my yoga tour, leave Florence and go to Dubai, and I'll spend the time with a friend that's working over there, and then back to Atlanta. And I want to know, do you have any ideas, tips, suggestions, whatever?
Yes, certainly. So I see that you're going to be connecting in a few different places, Atlanta, Florence, possibly Dubai, and then back. Something that's worth looking at is seeing if you could find a flight from Atlanta to Dubai connecting somewhere in Italy. You probably wouldn't find anything in Florence, but possibly in Rome. It's something I suggest is if you could find a flight that were to connect, for example, in Rome going to Dubai, not 100% sure that you could do that. It's probably London or Frankfurt. But people will often just pay a change fee to extend their connection into a stopover, longer stopover. To be able to spend a little bit of time there. And what I do or suggest is instead of paying that change fee, you can often call the airline, and they can actually extend those connections into stopovers at the moment that they do the booking. So you won't have to pay the $250 change fee, but you will have to pay, quite often it's about a $50 telephone booking fee because you're actually doing it online, but it is less expensive to do it that way. Something that I often do, I'll book two separate trips. In certain cases, what I've done is to go to Europe, I had used points to fly from North America to, in my case, it was to Monaco, and I used that on points. And then within that, once I got there, it was relatively inexpensive to book a flight from Monaco to go to Munich. So if you did have points or anything that you could use, one trick is actually British Airways and Lufthansa. These are European airlines that have credit cards for Americans. These are U.S. credit cards that have a sign-up bonus of 50,000 avios, which is right off the bat enough to fly you a return trip to anywhere they go from a U.S. city to a European city. And by doing that, you could get there on points, at least to Europe, and then book your trip out, your return trip from Florence. Give yourself enough time so within that you can book a separate trip from Florence to Dubai, and you may be paying a lot less money. You could find some European airlines that are a lot less expensive than quite often the ones that we have out here. So you could break it up like that, knowing European airlines are less expensive and actually getting from the U.S. To Italy on points.
I captured some of that. I'm trying to take notes, but you're talking a little faster than I can write. So is there a way I can get back to you or another reference point that I can go to?
Yes, go ahead, Russ.
Well, the best website I recommend, knowing there's not any one website that'll give you the best price 100% of the time, but my favorite, and there's a few other close second and third ones, is hipmunk.com. So that's chipmunk without the C, hipmunk.com.
And that's like the animal, right?
Yeah, yes. But without the C, hipmunk.com.
Oh, hip.
And I will tell you that this hour repeats at noon every day. So you might tune in maybe around, I guess for you, it'd be around 11:25 Atlanta time, or go on demand here at Sirius XM. Okay?
Okay, on demand, but not on the, okay, so I'd have to do it on my internet.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, this whole hour repeats every day at noon East Coast time, which would be 11 your time.
Okay.
In Atlanta.
11.
Okay?
Okay, fantastic. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.
It's a pleasure, Lynette.
All right. And Lynette, have fun, because I love Tuscany. Go to Barry in Pennsylvania, and this is going to be our last call. Good morning, Barry. Thank you for calling.
Hi, and thank you. And before I ask my question, Maggie, can I slap your big fat butt cheeks?
You want to do that every time, don't you? All right, Barry, go ahead.
That would never get old.
Yeah.
My question, though, is about the cruise industry. So what cruise line? There's a lot of misinformation out there, and I know there's about a major three cruise lines out there, Norwegian, Royal Caribbean, and probably Carnival. Are there any other that you recommend, or out of those three, what would you recommend?
No, well, thank you for your question. And with cruises, I intend on focusing more on cruises in the future, which has not been an area that I've specialized in. But the information I do get on cruises, for myself, I get a lot of information from newsletters that I sign up to, and there's three that I like a lot. And I'm seeing a lot of good deals on cruises, at least the posted fare. And I do go in and basically recommend that you read the terms and conditions associated with those. But Sherman'sTravel.com, basically they've got about 3 million members, and they scour through hundreds of online deals, maybe even thousands every week, and they come up with their Sherman's top 25 deals, and they've got a little piece on cruises, actually, so every week I do look at that. So in terms of pricing, really, which is what I focus on, is that's where I find some great, great deals for cruises. That may not have fully answered the question you were looking for, knowing that I am a bit limited in my expertise with cruises.
Well, yeah, that is helpful. I mean, it's always good to find a cheaper alternative. Out of the major three, was there one brand that you would recommend over another?
Myself, not necessarily in terms of loyalty for myself. I'm indifferent from my position with them.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, I appreciate you answering the question. And Maggie, I'm coming after those butt cheeks.
Okay. I got a lot of them. Thank you. Thank you, Barry. Have a great day.
You too.
All righty. Once again, thank you, Russ, for joining us. It is travel expert Russell Hannon. His book again is Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. Highly recommended, folks. It is so thorough. You'll come up with ideas you never even thought about. And it's available at Amazon.com and other locations. Lots more at his websites, including a free guide at BreakTheTravelBarrier.com and StopDreamingStartTraveling.com. On Facebook and Twitter, he's Russell Hannon. Thank you, Russ. Good talking with you again.
Thank you. Have a great summer, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. When we return, conquering a disease. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View. We'll be right back.
You see it all the time. Two gas stations across the street from each other, and one of them is cheaper. So you go to the cheaper one because you're not going to pay more for the same thing, right? Dish agrees. They offer the same shows, same channels, and the sports you love for less than that other satellite provider. Switch to Dish and save $250. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-CALL-DISH. You could save a few bucks when you're gassing up, or you could save $250 by switching to Dish. That's enough for more than a few full tanks of gas. Don't pay more for the same thing. Switch to Dish and save $250. Call 1-800-CALL-DISH now. Limited time offer. 24-month commitment, credit qualifications, cancellation fee, and other restrictions may apply. Channel comparison based on package containing substantially similar programming and comparable equipment. Savings based on first-year promotional offers. Call for details. Call.